Welcome back to another episode of Shamrock Stories. I'm Dr. Hainer, Superintendent of Schools in the New Haven School District in New Haven, Missouri. In this episode, we will review both school board meetings from the month of April 2025. On April 9th, we had our regular school board meeting, and on April 16th, we had a special school board meeting. The first order of business at the regular school board meeting on April 9th was to certify the election results. Incumbents Leanne Bauer and Michelle Otten were unopposed in the election this year. Therefore, they will serve another 3 years on the school board. Next, the school board elected their officers for the upcoming year. Election results were Lauren Zobrist as president, Sarah Block as vice president, Michelle Otten as treasurer, and Michelle Shear as secretary. In recent years, the New Haven School District has participated in the Career Ladder program offered by the state of Missouri. Under this program, teachers have the opportunity to perform extra duties outside of the school day. If they reach certain thresholds of hours worked throughout the year, they can earn up to an additional $5,000 stipend. 60% of this stipend is covered by the state of Missouri. The other 40% is covered locally. Another item found under consent agenda this month was the approval of our MSHA cooperative with Franklin County R2. Our two school districts joined together to field cross-country and track teams at the junior high level. At this time, I'll turn it over to Mrs. Nook and Mrs. Otten for the positive comment portion of the board meeting.
New Haven Elementary School has been very busy this spring. Our family involvement breakfasts are in full swing. Each grade takes a day, invite a loved one to come in for a light breakfast. Most recently, our fifth grade hosted their loved ones, and they shared historical figures. They read passages about them, and parents got the opportunity to guess, I guess you could say, who they were talking about. So it wasn't just coming in for breakfast and spending time. There was that pretty big learning component in the classroom prior to that, researching and writing about that historical figure. We also hosted kindergarten and pre-kindergarten with their families, playing some bingo. First grade also played some sight word bingo with their loved ones. Fifth and sixth grade enjoyed a dance a few Fridays ago. Miss Williman rolled out the red carpet for fifth and sixth grade. It was complete with a bouncer. Chief Niece from New Haven checked students off as they came in and made sure they were on the VIP list. It was complete with snacks, dancing, a photo booth, and just a whole lot of fun. Our final family reading night wrapped up with Reading Rocks. We had a rock star come in and shared all the information he knows about rocks and his hobby of collecting them. He was able to give a lot of information to the students. Once again, students were able to learn a little bit about the topic, read books, complete activities, and enjoy a snack with their families. This was our fourth reading night of the year, and we look forward to having one each quarter next year as well. Each child left with a free book, and we also had a lot of help from our Future Teachers of America. They came over and assisted with the students as well. We held our annual spelling bee, and our overall winner was Miss Avalee McCullough. She will represent New Haven Elementary School at East Central on April 26th. Summer Christian came in second, and Leo Martinez-Tules was in third place. Prior to the bee, all qualifiers were treated to a special treat and lunch earlier that week. We've had a lot of outside extra activities here at New Haven Elementary School, but we've been just as busy in the classroom gearing up for our MAP testing. I started today going into the classrooms and sharing scores from last year and getting the kids excited and just pumping them up to do the best on their test. I just remind them that I don't expect them to be the best. I expect them to give their very best.
This past month at New Haven Middle and New Haven High School, our student council held a blood drive on March 19th. Our chief of police was convinced to give blood for his very first time. Lucas Sider was a runner-up for the Three Rivers Electric Essay Contest, and we had several students who placed third at the Four Rivers Art Show, bringing home 6 medals. Separately, these young ladies brought home medals of their own, but a total of 6 gave the school its third place showing. We had Lily, Nicole, Timber, Felicity, and Katie participated. students were given the opportunity to use their voice and complete surveys about their teachers and what they experience in the classroom. This data is used to complete summative evaluations for the teachers each year. Teachers in our building continue to invite guest speakers from the area to teach about different careers and how they can apply what they're learning to the real world. Most recently, Ted Harrison visited Mrs. Miller's class to discuss the building process. At our middle school, Toilet Talk is back. Students have been working to increase awareness of activities and events at the middle school, as well as show their creativity.
Under the financial report section of the board meeting, I updated the school board on where open enrollment stands in the legislature. House Bill 711 has passed the House and is currently making its way through the Senate. It was recently voted out of the Senate Education Committee, where three changes were made to the bill. First of all, charter schools are now allowed to participate in the open enrollment program. Second, the cap on the number of kids that can leave a district in 1 year was increased from 3% to 5%. And third, the requirement for transportation to be provided by the non-resident districts participating in the program was removed from the bill. Although the removal of transportation from the bill is good for our school district if this bill were to pass, raising the cap from 3% to 5% could have serious consequences for our school district. If you have strong feelings about House Bill 711 and open enrollment, I would urge you to contact your senators. Under the old business section of the board meeting, school board members approved projects in which they approved the RFPs at the March board meeting. Although the projects approved by board members at the April meeting will take place at the high school and middle school this summer. First two projects deal with new flooring in portions of the high school and middle school. Tile flooring found in the music room will be removed and be replaced with carpet this summer. The choice of carpet was for two reasons. The first is to improve sound qualities in a music room, and the second is to avoid having to wax this floor each summer. This item also included small carpeting projects in central office. The second project approved by board members is removing tile once again in portions of the high school and middle school and replacing it with epoxy flooring. Areas that will receive epoxy flooring this summer include the art room, the cafeteria, the kitchen, one restroom, and both locker rooms. After evaluating these projects after a few months, we plan to decide whether future flooring projects throughout the district will remain in tile or transition to epoxy floors. The final project that was approved this month was the addition or replacement of concrete around the high school and middle school campus. Project areas include the ramp and steps near where the buses park and a new railing for safety purposes, a sidewalk leading to our remodeled weight room, replacing an area in front of the shed near the track that is currently grass with concrete, removing a portion of sidewalk on the east end of the school so a downspout can be buried to get water away from the school, and replacing a concrete area leading to an exterior door near the music room that has become a trip hazard. The board continues to evaluate the modification of two classrooms at the elementary school that would turn large classrooms into two smaller classrooms. A final determination on these projects will be made at the May board meeting. The board planned to discuss health insurance at the regular meeting in April, but moved that discussion to the special board meeting once more data was available. Each year, the school district solicits bids for milk, bread, groceries, and kitchen chemicals that are used the following year. The board did approve bids from four companies that we have continued to use for quite a few years. Final action taken at the regular April board meeting was to approve the reemployment of all of our classified employees throughout the school district. The board took action on two items at the special board meeting on April 16th. First was to approve our health insurance plans for the 25-26 school year. The district has contracted with Schreffer Insurance for a number of years now, and we will continue to work with them next year. Although insurance rates are climbing nationally, we were pleased that Schreffer Insurance was able to help us secure rates for next year with only a 6% increase. The final item on the special meeting agenda was to approve the employment of Aaron Pyrick as the new high school and middle school principal starting July 1st. Mr. Pyrick has worked in the high school and middle school for the past 13 years, and he is excited to get started in his new role within our school district. We look forward to having Mr. Pyrick on a future episode of Shamrock Stories. That is all for this recap of the April board meetings. We look forward to talking to you next time. And once again, thank you for your continued support of the New Haven School District.